This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Images of tear gas inside the U.S. Capitol, extremists storming offices, interrupting the democratic process as Congress worked to certify the election results yesterday. It was surreal. It was difficult to watch. Many of us, and including me, I felt a tightness in my chest following the news yesterday. Here to help us sort through some of those feelings of sadness, anger, frustration, and maybe even desensitization to some of the news in recent months, is Cynthia Lubin-Langtu. She has a doctorate in psychology. She's a professor of clinical psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. Hello, Professor Langtu. Welcome back to the 21st. Thanks for being with us again.
Hello, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate the way that you described the tightness in your chest, and I'm sorry that was the case, but I think that resonates with so many. And just noticing, right, like what's going on in our bodies, because our bodies tell us so much about what's going on for us psychologically. So thank you for starting off by naming that.
Well, yeah, let me ask you about that. And I should also actually invite our listeners. I want to know, are you able to focus today? Are you struggling with how to talk about these events with your family, maybe, or your kids even? I tried to do that in the car on my way to school this morning. Join the conversation by giving us a call, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Professor Langtu, as a clinical psychologist, thinking about the last 24 hours, I mentioned the tightness in my chest. What other sort of things might people be feeling? What should people be trying to get in tune with?
Yeah, the events that unfolded yesterday were disturbing and disorienting for so many folks. And it's important to acknowledge all the feelings. So you named so many of them: shock, frustration, anger, sadness, grief, helplessness, confusion, right? Let yourself feel all of those feelings. I think sometimes what can happen is that we try to block feelings that feel like they might overwhelm us. But emotions are an important neurological response, and it's important that we allow ourselves to fully move through them. The only way through an emotion is through. And I think sometimes what can happen is that we can, when we're feeling really overwhelmed, we can try to focus on the positive. And I think it's important to eventually focus on what we can do and the positive, and we'll get to that. But not before you let yourself actually feel all of the emotions and what they're trying to tell you. So that's the first thing I would say.
I like what you said there. The only way through an emotion is through. You gotta just get through it. You gotta feel it. We got a text from our texting group, and I should say that we got so many responses, more than 50, the most ever, I think, to our question about this. And we can't read them all. We're trying to round them up at 21stshow.org if people want to find them there. But somebody wrote in to say, "I am angry. I need to process before I respond. I can't help contrasting the treatment of peaceful protests this summer to the lack of planning for white supremacist insurgents." And I'm imagining, this is me talking again now, that must be difficult, especially for people who are out there protesting, coping with seeing this double standard. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I would say thank you to the person who texted in for a couple of things. One, naming that double standard and naming their response and the feeling to that feeling of, wow, to watch these folks yesterday, you know, essentially desecrate our U.S. Capitol, and to which watch the responses and the disparity of the responses following the broadcast of death of George Floyd this summer, and how those folks who were protesting were met with such a different response, highlights the systemic racism in the United States and can feel very painful, especially for Black, Indigenous, and people of color to watch that racialized trauma occur. I call that particular brand of systemic racism gaslighting on the macro level. And that double standard, I talked to somebody this morning who said, a Black woman who said, "Watching it, I felt so pained because I knew if that was me and my skin trying to get into the U.S. Capitol, that I would probably be dead." And I've heard many, many other people refer to that. And so that can be really overwhelming to know that that's a big part of what's going on right now. And it's important to have that conversation as well, that all of us are feeling a lot of emotions around this, but certain groups of people are experiencing this differently, and to ask questions about that and to feel empathy for that, and to move into empathy as opposed to away from empathy. Because what can happen when there are difficult feelings being expressed is that we can move away from empathy because it feels painful. If someone is talking about their racialized trauma, stop, ask questions, and listen.
Great advice. I want to remind listeners, we are speaking with Cynthia Lubin-Langtu. She's a professor of clinical psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. She has a doctorate in psychology, and we are discussing the mob that descended yesterday on the Capitol, how we're processing this individually and as a country. I want to ask, parenting through something like this can be so challenging. We got a text from Nick, one of our listeners in Denver, Colorado, who wrote in to say, "So sad to see our country tear itself apart. I think of my daughters and know they deserve a better world than the one we're currently living in." What advice do you have? And I should say, unfortunately, we only have about 3 minutes left. What advice do you have, though, for parents, teachers, about how to discuss what happened?
Wonderful question. I have two boys myself moving through this. And it's important that they see that we too are human and we're moving through our emotions. It's also important that our children see that we model for them how to move through and manage our emotions so that they see that we're experiencing frustration and anger, but that they also see that we're using the strategies that we know are helpful. Breathing, gathering information enough to keep ourselves informed, but then stepping away from the TV or the digital media that can be overwhelming, and that we're doing things that ground us, that they watch us praying, working out, journaling, dancing, playing a game, doing a puzzle, or sleeping well and eating well, right? I would say also in terms of speaking to our children, to sit with them and ask them questions about what they're thinking and feeling, and to let them know that we're not hopeless. We're each powerful and we can each identify what we can do. Our students are current students of history and civics, and may we help them learn the importance of being critically engaged citizens. And that means helping them to weigh what's going on, to ask questions about what's going on, and helping them to think about how they establish their own values.
Last question, and I know this is a lot for maybe 30 seconds, but there is also a feeling out there of some people feeling desensitized. I know I was feeling that about just the onslaught of news and events in the past 4 years in particular, 1 year especially. I will say yesterday I was not desensitized, as I described. That certainly was a shock to the system. But what about, you know, people who've lived through 9/11, mass shootings, police killings, a pandemic? Is there a danger to becoming desensitized?
Yes, there can be a danger to being desensitized. But then there's also a way that can be protective, right? For us, and to find the balance, we notice what's going on in our bodies. If you see things going on television and you're feeling overwhelmed, then take a break. If you have the news on all day, I think it's important to stay informed, but know when to take a break. Know when you hear things that are disturbing and they're no longer disturbing to you, that it's time for you to do something to take care of yourself, right? Take the example of our congresspeople last night. They were afraid. They found safety, regrouped, and then returned to the work at hand. And there are things that we can each do. The compounding trauma of the last year, and for many, the last 4 years, can feel overwhelming, and we want to check out. And so that's why it's important to, as we can, to stop and let ourselves feel emotions, work through them, and then let ourselves feel more of the emotion.
And the only way through really an emotion is to get through, as you said earlier. Yeah, Dr. Cynthia Lubin-Langtu, professor at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me again.
The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Brian Mackey.